Indigo Girls, Live in the World Cafe. It's funny, last time I heard you do that song was when you were in August and that you were doing that demo tour.
It's brand new.
Yeah, it was totally brand new, and of course there was nobody else but us there at that point. But that's a great song, and in a way that's, you know, that's not a, exactly that's kind of, you do mention being gay in that song. That's sort of the first time you've kind of done that in a way that everybody hears.
Are we gay?
I didn't. I said you mentioned it.
Yeah, it is.
Most people just.
I mean, even gay people don't sing about being gay all the time.
Right.
I was just using it as an example of one of any number of ways that people oppress other people, and that just happened to be one of them, homophobia. And rather than trying to think of some poetic way to say it, I just came out and said it like that.
There's something really direct about a lot of the songs on this record, which is really
that's
great.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
That really works. And it's funny, you came in to visit and you were surrounded by banjos and dulcimers and guitars,
right.
And you talked about making this rock and roll record. But it somehow worked out that way.
Yeah, it did.
And there's so many great, I was trying to figure out all the different kind of textures and things on this record. There's some wonderful chorus voices, Sarah Lee does really nice string arrangements.
Yeah.
I mentioned banjos, dulcimers, and there was something that you confirmed what it was. I couldn't figure out what it was. It sounded like some kind of a neat keyboard instrument, but it's really somebody playing a triangle on one of the songs.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool. But
kitchen sink.
But one of the neatest tunes, the one that kind of finishes up, you mentioned you wanted to do, which is has got a great dulcimer line in it.
Yeah, it does have a good dulcimer line in it.
And a band from Atlanta played on it named Smoke. Really cool. Like kind of like a vagabondish band.
They're one of our favorite bands in Atlanta. They're on a label called Long Play, and they sort of all tumbled into the studio and did this song with us. They're very...
We're surrounded by their mystery.
Yes.
They have a lot of
love.
It's cool.
By their smoke.
They sort of wreck your world, and then they leave.
At least we got it on
album. Fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like, see you later.
So we could do that one without smoke?
We'll do it without smoke.
It won't be the same.